you been to Birmingham before, Jason?
Oh, yeah. Oh, listen, I've had great fun in our town hall. Really good fun. Oh, do you know what? I've forgotten the guy's name. This guy got up on stage to do a skipping rope routine with me. And then he got down. And then somebody went, he shouldn't be up there. And I went, why? Because he just had an operation on his leg.
Oh, wow.
And I went, what? And then somebody else put, and I went, who are you? I went, I'm his missus. I went, oh, okay. And then somebody else went, excuse me. He went, well, I know him. Some other stranger. And I went, well, how do you know him? He goes, he just tiled my bathroom. Right? Okay. And then the second half, another woman put her hand up in the balcony. She was waving at me. And I went, oh, what do you want? And she goes, just to say, I'm his doctor and I operated on his knee.
At least he brought his friends along with him. I mean, that's what you want.
That's what Birmingham is like. You don't get heckled, you just have a chat.
Yes. And Sparky and I have been to see a few comedians recently, and every single one, when they're on stage in Birmingham, attempt the Brummie accent.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm really bad at that. I can't do it, really. It's this what, Birmingham?
Oh.
Correct, you cannot do it.
It's like when somebody tries to do an Irish accent and you sound like Tom Cruise in Far and Away. None of you ever seen that movie.
Yes.
Whenever I try and do an Irish accent, I end up sounding a bit Indian. So, I mean, I can't help it.
Yes, that's right. That's... Over the morning.